I think you should do the intro because you know what it should be.
Welcome to Pillow Talk with John and Krista. This is episode one. Last time on the show, we didn't talk about anything because this is our first episode.
Woohoo! Did you hear that loud pop?
That was your knee.
That was my knee popping. Should we redo it?
No.
Okay. So I thought since this is Pillow Talk, it would be appropriate to start with talking about that dream you had last night, because I found it very interesting and kind of hilarious. Do you want to talk about your dream?
I'm losing it now, though. You know how it fades after a while?
Yeah.
Well, so it was up at the family cottage.
Okay.
But there's a second story of the cottage, and in real life there isn't a second story.
Okay.
And for some reason, everybody thought I was dead. And I was hiding up in my bedroom on the second story, and I had to go to the bathroom, and I didn't want to go out and do that, because I didn't want my mom to see me.
So
she thought I was dead already.
So that's the weird part to me. Like, do you remember why people thought you were dead? Or you just knew that?
I don't remember.
Okay, but still, why would you want to keep people from finding out that you weren't alive? Like, do you remember the reason for that? Or you just felt...
Because they already went through the traumatic experience of experiencing my death.
So logically,
the
best thing for them is to not know that you're actually alive, and for you to hide in the upstairs of the family cottage for the rest of your life, sneaking out to go to the bathroom every so often.
And then I eventually did sneak out to the bathroom, and I was in a state of half awake, half asleep, and right over here is our kitchen, and my eyes were kind of slightly open, and I could see the image of the kitchen in my dream as part of the bathroom wall. And I couldn't find the toilet because there was no toilet in my line of sight. Very confusing.
That's quite a dream dilemma right there. All right. So we just moved to a new city. And last night you had this moment where we had just finished at the gym in our apartment building, and we were down on the deck, and we were just like looking out at this new city, which is quite a difference for both of us because we both just came from a very small city in the Midwest. And you had this moment where you just started being like, is this real? Are we really here? And then you started like belting out Portland, Oregon, like Tarzan style. And I'm just curious, like, what was going on in your mind in that moment? Like, were you like, oh, this is too good to be true? Or were you like, whoa, what did we get ourselves into? Or were you like, it still hasn't sunk in yet?
Well, I think it was because I don't know the city yet. Does that
okay.
explain it? Because,
no.
Because we haven't taken a lot of time to go look downtown or anything yet.
Yeah, we've mostly just been getting settled into our apartment.
We've only been here a week.
Right.
But it was just, it's a new site. I haven't seen it very often other than just a couple times when we were looking for apartments. But just because it's such a new site and such an unfamiliar view.
So it's just
like, are we here? Is this real? Like, do I live here? Do I live in front of this?
So it's just the thrill of a new thing and a new thing. I see.
And it's weird to think that we're here after being where we were for a while.
I know. I agree. And I think the week that we've been here, we've been sort of isolated in our apartment just because we had so much stuff everywhere, and I think both of us had been not settled and in a routine for a long time. Mm. And so I think both of us were just really wanting to get settled in, get everything in its place, and start a routine. And so we took like the first full week to do that. And so it ended up in that we didn't even really get out into the city that much. So maybe that moment was like, we're here now. now we can go out and experience.
Yeah. I think the other thing too is I lived in a schoolie for a year and a half, which we should talk about that on another episode.
Yeah.
And I was always used to not being in a place permanently because I lived in a bus, so I wasn't in a permanent structure in the city. So I never really felt a part of any city, like a citizen of the city. But now I kind of do. It's like, I live in Portland. This is my place now.
You have an address.
I have an address.
Yeah.
A real address.
Not just a P.O. box. Yeah.
So I think that has a little bit to do with it, too.
That makes sense. I hadn't thought about that. But I remember you talking about that when you lived in your schoolie, how you didn't ever feel like a part
of the
community.
I felt like a Thor, like not an intruder or imposter. I was an imposter in the city.
You have imposter syndrome. Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
Even though you lived there, like in Iowa City, you lived there for, maybe like half a year.
Bus still.
Yeah.
Anyway. Next episode two or three or five.
Or 10, who knows. So, speaking of being a part of the city, I thought it was really funny how there's kind of this idea that when you move to a new city, you have to blend in with the locals. Where I'm kind of planning to just be like, hey, I'm new, teach me everything. But before we even got here, we were at an event and you were telling someone about how we're moving to Portland. And he got all like, oh, you need to know how to pronounce the river. That will help you blend in with the locals. And so did he tell you how the locals pronounce it?
Well, he didn't quite know.
He didn't know?
No.
He just knew that you needed to know.
Yeah, because then if you say it incorrectly, they'll know. They'll know if you're not
right
from here.
It.
So you have a friend that grew up in Portland.
Yeah, in the area, yeah.
Oh, not in Portland?
I think Vancouver, actually.
Oh, well, he should still know. Yeah. So anyways, I asked you to ask him.
Yeah, so he sent me a pronunciation guide via text, and we figured out that the river in Portland...
Well, at least we think.
We think. We could be totally wrong.
It's spelled Willamette.
Yeah.
But they say it's pronounced Willmette, kind of like a three-syllable word down into two. So Willmette.
Yeah. And you're kind of supposed to slur the will, so it's almost like wool, right? Like
Willmette.
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 I think. If anybody knows, let us know.
Yeah, please. Record yourself and send it to us. That would be best. Apartment hunting.
I always hear people have so many problems apartment hunting. Wasn't there somebody that we were talking to that said they tried to get an apartment here? And they kept having, they weren't getting accepted anywhere. And they kept having all these issues.
Yeah, a friend of mine was telling us how. A mutual friend of ours, when she moved here, she was having trouble finding an apartment.
And I've never had that issue. Every place I've ever moved to, I've always found an apartment within a day or two.
Really?
Yeah.
That explains why you were so...
Maybe it's because I'm just so adamant about go, 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 find it, go, look, sign up.
Sign up. If you own an apartment complex and John is looking for an apartment, get him to come see it because he will put his John Hancock down so fast. But yeah, so we came to Portland for a week to get to know the city and to find an apartment. And literally, we drove and it was over a 25-hour drive. We get here at 5 in the evening. And John is already pulling up to one of the apartment complexes and thinking oh, do you think they'll give us a tour? Do you think it's too late? We have one scheduled for 3 days later, but maybe they'll give it to us tonight.
They were closed.
They were closed. So we didn't get the tour. But we did move up the tours to the next day.
Yeah.
So the very next day we were up and in the city after this long drive, over 25-hour drive, straight through. We were awake and in the city at 9. I think our first tour was around 9 or 10.
Yeah.
I don't know.
One of the two.
And we toured, it's all a blur. Two or three apartments? Buildings?
It was the lofts, something hollow, and then these. Oh, and Burnside.
Yeah.
So like four different places.
Four different places in one day. Yeah, and then it actually ended up working out well because then we got into one within the time frame that we needed.
Yeah, a couple days.
But we applied for an apartment the following day, and we signed a lease the following day, mm-hmm. right?
So the secret to finding an apartment very quickly is know where you want to go, be confident, have money.
Yeah, I think the budget thing is kind of limiting in some people's circumstances.
Yeah.
So
you have to have kind of a range that you're willing to accept. And.
But we did. They took $300 per month off of our rent mm-hmm. to get it within our budget. So even that, like, you can do it.
Most apartment buildings are a little flexible. Even if they, if you don't think they are, they are. Because mm. they are.
Because they are. Secret. You just have to know that you're going to get the apartment you
There's
want.
Another tip I was going to say. I forgot it. Oh. After you view 37% of your apartments, the next one that meets or exceeds all the previous ones, pick that one. Statistically, that is your best chance, according to a book that I started reading and haven't finished. Called Algorithms to Live By.
So is that specific to apartment hunting, or is that just decisions in general?
In general. Although I think it's supposed to be 67% because you can technically go back to the previous ones if you need to. So I think that changes the statistics to 67. But I think it's 37, or is it 34? 37. If you can't go back, pick the one after that. But anyways, check the book out. It might be fun for you to read.
John now makes his decisions like a robot and goes by the algorithm.
Like a computer.
Like a computer. He's secretly a computer. Do you want to tell that story about the apartment you toured when you were in college and how there was someone in there at the time?
Nah,
no,
that's not that.
I thought it was funny.
It was just in a college apartment and... College students are always in those apartments, even when they're showing them, so.
Except for this guy was literally sleeping, probably passed out drunk. And the person who was giving the tour was just like, oh, it's fine.
It's fine.
You realize there was a lump on the couch that was, in fact, alive. Anyway.
And a ninja star in the wall. I was like, is this place safe? Anyways, it was my favorite apartment. Ended up being my favorite apartment.
Except now this one is, right?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
It's hard to beat that one.
Yeah.
Because it was in my favorite city with the best view of campus. It was in my college town. I love college.
All right.
It's hard to beat.
All right. We'll see if this one grows on you.
And the whole apartment was a huge video and photo studio.
Yeah.
That's what was so cool about it.
Nice. Well... That's sort of what we're trying to do with this one. We're getting there.
We need more gear.
Yeah.
We need more gear. So if you got gear, send it to us, please.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Is there anything else you want to talk about with moving to Portland? New things?
Was there?
I didn't have anything.
Oh.
Just asking if you do.
Oh, hey, a really easy way to make friends and get to know the area is volunteer for stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Even though we haven't done it yet, it sounds like a great idea.
We're going to.
We are on tomorrow, on the 10th, We are going to a volunteer fair for the Portland Film Festival. And the volunteer fair is sponsored by ProPhoto. ProPhoto?
Pro Photo Supply.
And hopefully we can find some filmmakers and photographer friends.
Yeah. Volunteer in areas you're interested in.
Yeah. Make connections. Make money. You can make money.
Volunteering?
Yeah.
Doesn't that sort of...
No, you make money through the connections you make.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. Yeah. But also, it's just a good thing to do, and do it because you're a good person and support the causes you care about, right? No. He has ulterior motives. Yeah. He knows why he's there.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like are we pushing this pillow? Like, I feel like I'm pushing you. There we go. Now we're centered again.
Maybe. Are you pushing against the wall?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'll do it.
I'm antsy. I can't hold still. Okay. So the next thing I wanted to ask you about in this episode is yesterday. So we're working on creating more video content and turning this into like a video and photo studio. And yesterday you started just running some practice tests and setups for your vlogs. And then when I asked to see the practice ones, you were super hesitant to let me see them. And yeah, you were kind of embarrassed.
It's behind the scene content where you just talk about stuff, any like little things, even like more personal things that it's just easier to talk to about and get out that you don't want people to hear about, but you yeah. just say it because it's something that's easily talked about because it's on your mind.
Right. But what you were talking about in those is why you've started some YouTube channels in the past but haven't maintained them. And then this morning, before we started shooting this, you were like sitting cross-legged on the floor, and I was just like, "When are we gonna start this?" And then I realized that you were like, "I'm camera shy."
I am camera shy. As much as I like to ham, see that's why I ham off in front of the camera. I've done that ever since I was a little kid.
Oh, it's your way of like dissolving that.
Yeah, because then I don't have to be serious. Just be like, "Bah."
So it's kind of pushing it off. But why do you think you are camera shy? Because like I've seen some of your past videos and they're good.
Yeah,
like,
they're okay.
I mean, they have room for improvement.
Because
but.
I did for professional photography for so long that I was always behind the camera.
Is that voice? Are you trying to dissolve the awkwardness of that? Of this conversation?
I was always behind the camera. That's why I'm nervous in front of it.
Yeah. But you enjoy being in front of the camera, right?
When I'm goofy.
Yeah.
When I have to actually give a professional, intelligent perspective on something, I get nervous.
But you have a personality that I think, I definitely think you're...
Maybe I have to meld the two together.
Yeah, that could work.
But then will people take me serious?
I think so.
Because I've seen some goofy characters on the internet that I think they know their stuff.
Yeah.
But
they're just presenting it in an entertaining way?
They present it in a way that you're like... I'll watch it, but I'll go over to this person for like good information.
What you really want. Yeah. No, I definitely think you have information to offer, and obviously this is your format. You know this stuff, but anyways, for this discussion, guess what I did? What? I was thinking about, I still haven't found it, but I was thinking about this quote that I thought was something about, like, the thing that scares you the most is most likely sort of, like, what you should be doing.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find that quote. But do you know what I'm talking about? There's mm-hmm. that idea around there. But I did find some other quotes. Ready? So, this one, wait, no, not that one. So, this one I thought was pretty good. It says, always go with the choice that scares you the most, because that's the one that's going to help you grow. So if you want to grow, you got to get out of your comfort zone and behind the camera.
I do that quite a bit, but...
You do!
In other aspects
yeah.
of life, not in front of the camera.
You definitely do, yeah.
I mean, who would go live in a bus for a year and a half?
Right.
I would say a lot of people want to, but who actually does it?
Right.
I did.
Yeah, you do things that scare you quite often. So I guess I'm still curious, like, why is this the one thing that you've kind of let keep you from pursuing something? Something deep inside your soul that's meant to surface.
I think it's because there are so many examples out there of really high quality video work. And I want to try to match that quality.
Oh. So you're just intimidated by everyone else's abilities.
Yes. Which they say you should not even compare yourself to anybody because it's not going to help you one bit.
That's right. Do your thing.
Do my thing.
Do your thing. I had one other quote. Oh, yeah. This one, which I think is kind of a cool idea. It's by Eleanor Roosevelt. Do one thing every day that scares you. I feel like we've been doing a lot of things every day that scare us, or I have recently. Maybe not this week, but just in the past, like, month. But why do you think that's a good thing to do one thing every day that scares you?
See, my thinking style isn't great for this format either.
Why? Because you have to think.
Because I think. I'm a thinker. I ponder. Why is a good thing to do stuff that scares you every day? Because then you will experience new experiences every day. Because you don't do the things that scare you. But when you do, the world will open.
There's way more possibilities and options out there than you could possibly think.
Yeah.
And the only thing that's keeping you from them is
So should I fear. Go knock on our neighbor's door and be like, hey guys, I'm new in the neighborhood and I just wanted to say hi.
Yes, you should. I think that should be, that's, yes. Bring them cookies or something. Okay, this brings up another thing.
I can all bring them freshly baked bread.
Ooh, yeah, do that. They would love
but
you.
But would they eat it?
I don't know. Things that come from other people's kitchen don't these days.
Don't eat things from other people because you don't know what's in it, where it was made.
Or if there's cat hair in it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Or human hair.
Or human anything.
Which if you think about it, hair, like, it's not going to kill you.
Right. But still.
Anyways, you were saying?
Okay. The other thing. The elevator here in this apartment building. I've never lived in an apartment building with an elevator. And so the first few days we were here, I was just so tired and focused that I didn't really greet people in the elevator. I was just kind of like in my own world. But I noticed that everyone would greet me. And it was the strangest thing because you'd like get on and, you know, you'd both like what floor, whatever, like, hey, and go to your floor. And then when you get off, they'd be like, bye or see ya. And I'm just like, we didn't even talk. Bye. I don't even know you. But it is really nice to like acknowledge the other person in the elevator. And like, even if you don't have any conversation, you know, it's polite.
You have to go into the elevator with like 5 questions.
Get to know your questions super fast.
That aren't generic that
are will, interesting.
Yeah. Will force the other person to respond.
I see.
Yeah.
That's a good plan. And then, like, by the time you get out of the elevator, you're, like, best friends for life.
Well, maybe not that far, but...
Maybe not 5,
but
I don't know.
It just breaks the ice, and it's not as awkward. And then if you see the person again, that's a good way to say, hey!
Yep.
How's your dog, Toto?
How's Toto? I think just, like, for me, a lot of times when I'm transitioning or, like, going from one place to another, I'm sort of just in a mode. I'm just like, I'm going to the grocery store and I don't stop and appreciate those around me and the environment around me as much as I would like. So I would like to just get better at being more open to elevator conversations and just appreciating what's around me. And yeah, actually asking someone a question like that in an elevator would be a little bit scary for me.
Yeah, and it's most people when they get in an elevator, they're going somewhere. So that's their mindset is, where am I going? What am I going to do there?
Right. They're thinking ahead. Yeah. You're not thinking like, what a nice elevator. Oh, look, there's a friend right next to me.
Yeah.
You know, you're thinking like, okay, I'm going to get home and I got to start dinner or whatever.
But at least a lot of the people in this building have dogs, so that's a good topic to talk about. And most people always talk about their dog. It's like their child.
Yep. Oh, I saw this super cute dog in the elevator the other day. He looked like a teddy bear. He was this like soft cream color and he was so fluffy. Such a cutie.
I saw a Dalmatian.
Really?
Baby Dalmatian.
A baby Dalmatian?
With two colored eyes.
With a firefighter?
Eyes. No.
Oh.
With two colored eyes.
Two colored eyes?
Yep.
What color were his eyes?
Brown and blue.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I think I've seen a dog with two different colors of eyes.
I think that means that they were inbred.
Oh, really?
Doesn't it?
I have no idea.
Like, that's a genetic mutation due to too similar of genetic codes being combined.
That would make sense since he was a Dalmatian. They probably want to keep that. I don't know much about dog breeding. It is definitely not my speciality.
I think the same thing with humans, too. Like, when humans have two different colored eyes, that usually means there was some cross-pollination going on.
Really?
I think.
I could be completely wrong. Have you seen someone with two colored eyes?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen a human like that.
Yep. There's a certain term. I can't remember it, but there's a term for it.
Oh, interesting. I'll have to Google that.
Yeah, it's yeah. I should find out more before I start.
Just say.
Yeah.
Someone
out.
With, yeah! Someone with two colored eyes is gonna watch this and be like, "What? It's a lie."
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, cool. How much time do you think we've been filming? Because I have another thing we could talk about, but I'm not sure if I should keep going. Gonna go look.
27 minutes.
Okay.
27 minutes. It's gonna stop. It's gonna stop, so we gotta stop.
Okay. How long can it shoot?
30 minutes.
30 minutes?
And we're at 27.
All right. How are we gonna end this?
Thanks for watching and listening. Check us out at all of the local podcast stores. Subscribe.
Give us a rating if you want.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
And you can send us stuff.
Pillowcases?
Send us pillowcases. Send us a pillowcase and we will use it.
Yeah, we will.
For the show.
If you want to send us a pillowcase with your face on it and you could just be like the third person right here, like there is room on this pillow, so. Would that be weird? I just came up with that.
That's kind of cool.
Okay.
What do you think, Ernie?
Okay. Bye.
Bye.